Good to catch up with Rod Gallegos again. Afternoon, Rod.
Good afternoon, Cozzy.
Mate, the Caulfield Cup barrier draw is out. That's all important because they don't have such a long run from the top of the straight at Caulfield to that post, do they?
No, and it can be a bit of a traffic jam. Although, when you think about it, the current field is 17. And when you look back through the records of the Caulfield Cup, it's quite staggering the numbers that they did run there.
Mm.
You know, they had 26, 28, 30 runners.
Truth.
And probably the classic was in 1885, there were 44.
Geez, you wouldn't want to draw on the rails, would you?
Well, no, actually, the sad postscript to the race is that coming to the home turn, 17 horses crashed. And a further 12 didn't complete the course.
29 out of them.
Amazing. Anyway, they've got it much easier this Saturday with only 17 runners in the race. And I suppose Aidan O'Brien, who's one short of that coveted record of 25 Group 1 wins, he's certainly given a very good chance with Johannes Vermeer, which now is the favourite for the Caulfield Cup. And jumping out of the two gate, I suppose he does have an outstanding chance. The Kiwi, John Snow, he drew nicely. He's got barrier six. The stablemate, Bon Val, on the other hand, has got 14. Some sort of controversy or certainly conflict over Bon Val. The stewards declared after last Saturday that Bon Val was lame, and the trainer Murray Baker, he said, no, it's not. They apparently did get galloped on, but he claims that Bon Val is perfectly fit, and I suppose that's reflected in the betting too, because Bon Val's one of the top chances at $6.50.
Yeah, from that draw at Caulfield, I would like to be dawning close. I'd like to be out and sort of six or out.
Yeah, well, it always has been. You know, they the horses out wide. They if they show speed, they're coming across. Well, it's got to get tight.
You got a bit of
you got a bit of
wriggle room that way, haven't you?
Absolutely. Well, actually, I'm pleased to hear you say that too, because I've had a long-standing love affair with Single Gaze, and she's drawn barrier 12. I do think she's got a good chance at the big odds, Single Gaze. Her run on last Saturday was very good, and she's as tough as teak, and I do think, you know, that she's probably got a very good chance. Great program too on Saturday, though, Cozzy. You know, you've got 10 races, 8 of them are black-type races, and I always enjoyed Caulfield Cup Day. It's a nice little track, Caulfield, too. It doesn't have the same aura as Flemington, but it suits its purpose.
It does. One of the Caulfield Cups that stands in my memory was Torfin's Melody, when Ray Cochran, halfway up the straight, just whacked the left indicator on and didn't tell anyone. He just went, well, wacko, away we go, boys. And it was just amazing how he didn't lose the race that day, wasn't it?
Well, you know, like normally you anticipate there's going to be a little bit of squeezing up in the first couple of furlongs. He reserved that to the final furlong.
Just gave more the stitch at the 200.
Absolutely.
That was magnificent. Now, Aidan O'Brien, he could break a record on Caulfield on Saturday.
Yeah, well, that's, of course, with... well, he's got a couple of chances. He apparently thought he had a very good chance for a Group 1. Or they call them grade ones overseas, I think, at Toronto during the week. And unfortunately, his runner there finished fourth. He's apparently got some good chances in Group 1 races at Ascot at the weekend, of course. And he's got Johannes Vermeer in the Caulfield Cup. And, well, of course, one of the part owners of Johannes Vermeer, Lloyd Williams, is... making a habit of winning big races.
He doesn't miss too often, does he?
Not too often, no.
And he just seems to know he buys the right horses. What amazes me is He gets a lot of horses by Galileo, who was a sensation in the Northern Hemisphere. Down here, I don't know what happened down here, but they couldn't beat time with a stick.
Yeah. See, a lot of these overseas horses, Cozzy, I think they're very finely bred. And, you know, you had that awful incident during the week with the Japanese horse broke down. And in fact, there was some considerable concern about whether the horse may survive. But I believe now he will, and he's saved for a stud career.
Yeah, it's just fascinating with the breeding. Galileo, when he came down here and stood here, the progeny he left behind weren't much good, but he's an absolute freak in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, maybe he just doesn't like the Southern Hemisphere.
Didn't like the look of the girls. Could have been it. Now, Melbourne Cup Day, I tell you what, you can spend a dollar there if you want to.
Well, this I just really did tickle my fancy that it's been said that there's a thing called the Chapel Street Chopper. Yeah. Which is a helicopter, and you can go and do your shopping in Chapel Street on Cup Day, hop in the helicopter, it will take you to Flemington and pick you up after the races and bring you home for a mere $800.
Oh, cheaper twice the price, isn't it?
Well.
They cart you out in the chopper.
It's a good story, isn't
it? You know what it can cost you for some of the corporates here on the day, if you want to go along and eat and drink? No. Some of them, $2,500 for the day.
Gee, even I'd be flat out drinking that much.
You wanted to be throwing oysters down your throat like M&Ms, wouldn't you?
Oh.
I'd be licking the glue off the label to get me money's worth. Fair dinkum. That's a big ask, $2,500 for a day.
Yeah, you got to back a couple of winners.
Oh, yeah, and at odds. But they get, although it's interesting, I notice they're still advertising, so they may be a little dusty on numbers because it's getting close.
Yeah, but look, honestly, Cozzy, I think this is the best 3 weeks of the year, from Caulfield Cup Day to the Cox Plate Day to Derby Day, and then going on to the final day of the Cup Carnival on the last Saturday. Yeah. I think it's a sensational 3 weeks of racing.
It is.
Doesn't get any better.
Now, have you got a winner for us today before they go to Yarrowa?
I like one here. It's in race 7, and it's number 7, Rosa Carolina. It had absolutely no luck the other day when it finished 4th. Should have finished a lot closer. Corey Brown's the rider. It's got barrier 4, trained by Chris Lees. It's double figure odds. And if I've got any supporters left, if they've still got some money, I do think you might get a little bit back today.
Good on you, Rod. Talk to you tomorrow.